That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
If you do any of these five things to your coworker, your terrible, terrible peer, I guess is the word to use.
Colleague.
So there's a survey and by Fortune, and it says that being late to work, not really a big deal. But there's other five things that are super, super irritating to your coworkers.
Well, I think that it all depends on, obviously, your position and the team that you're in. But okay, what do you got?
Because I would agree. If you were late to work to this show,
it'd be a problem.
It would be a massive problem.
Right.
More than
course.
Some of these other things that you do all the time. So it would, okay. Ready?
Wait a minute.
All right. First thing is not cleaning up after yourself. 88% of people say that they don't like when people don't clean up after themselves.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we've got kind of a chaotic area in here, but at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, I think it all probably usually looks the same.
Yeah.
In the process, at times it may get a little bit out of hand, but that's not a big one for us.
No, but it does drive me crazy when people leave a mess in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Or they don't. There's legitimately a sign above the sink that says, please rinse out your dishes and put them in the dishwasher. And when I walk by and I see dirty dishes in the sink, I wonder, who do they think is going to clean that? Do you think we have a maid here that's going to do that for you?
Yeah, no, that's a big one. And when I walk in the studio here, I get here a few minutes before you. From time to time, it used to be pretty messy. Nowadays, it's pretty good. But the weekenders, they used to kind of tear things up.
Okay, second thing that drives coworkers crazy is gossiping. When people gossip about one another. You know what? That's hard for us because we're kind of removed from everybody because we're locked in this room by ourselves for so many hours.
It's a soundproof studio.
Yeah.
So if we're gossiping, we're talking about you and you don't know it.
Right.
Sorry.
Third was inappropriate language. This is like Raven all the time. You know how many times I have to say to Raven, I do not swear in the studio because I don't trust you not to have the mics on.
Listen, you have your days. You have your days as well. Not often, but some days.
I do. Every once in a while. And then there's a two-way tie for fourth place. Being late to required meetings and not answering messages properly or promptly. Yeah, I get both of those. When somebody walks into a meeting late, everybody turns and looks at you.
Correct.
If you're doing it every once in a while because you're in the bathroom, that's one thing. But if you're always the person that's late to a meeting, you know who that person is. That would drive you crazy.
Yeah, we're on deadline here. So, I mean, again, same thing. If you have something that's deadline, that's different, right? You're 5 minutes behind because you're handling something that has to be taken care of. That's one thing. But if you're always consistently late, showing up at the last minute, yeah, that's a problem.
But I would say this number five is actually my biggest irritant when it comes to coworkers. Not answering messages promptly or completely. If I send my boss an email and it has four distinct questions and he only responds yes, it makes me out of my mind. Like, what? What do you mean? Did you even read this?
The one that we get a lot and I would think would drive you nuts because it drives me insane is when somebody needs a response immediately, we give it to them. And then when we ask them a question, it takes a week.
Right. Why can't you just be more positive? Look on the bright side of life. The glass is half filled. No, you're not supposed to do that. Maybe.
I mean, that seems a little bit ridiculous to me.
So there is a thing called toxic positivity.
I mean, what?
Right. It's for people who are too positive.
Oh, no. I mean, I know a couple of those people, but how can you really hate on them?
Well, the truth of the matter is that, you know, being happy all the time can also not be great for your health. So they created a toxic positivity test. Toxic positivity, according to this website, is a novel concept in psychology. It is defined as a tendency to portray oneself as being happy no matter what.
Okay, right. So they're saying it's basically like a mask to your true emotions. You're covering up how you truly feel. Can't somebody just be happy or be in a good mood?
Turns out no.
Well, wow.
Yep. All right. So let's take the test to see if you are toxic positive. You have toxic positivity.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, got it.
You're positively toxic.
I hide or mask my negative feelings. Raven, is that not you? Does it describe you somewhat or is it definitely you?
Oh, I mean, that's me. Yeah. That's okay. Plenty of people.
Okay.
But it's also me. Yes.
I try to just get on with it by dismissing my negative emotions. Not me, somewhat me, or definitely me?
Definitely me. 100%.
I can see where this is going on this quiz. Yeah. I pretend to be happy even when I am not. Not me. Describes me somewhat. Definitely me.
Describes me somewhat. Yeah.
In my experience, giving space to negativity only brings one further down. Is that you?
That's
somewhat
me.
You? Yeah, I'm okay. Definitely you. Definitely you. Yep. I brush difficult issues aside with statements as it is what it is. Oh, I can definitely answer that one for you. It is definitely you.
Yep.
100%.
It is.
How mad does that make me?
I mean, it is. It's true.
Do you minimize your negative experiences with feel-good statements or quotes?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, that's like, I think that's like bolstering yourself back up when you're in a tough situation, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay, we have a couple more questions. When someone is feeling down, you encourage them by saying things like, it could be worse.
Yes. I mean, which is it's not always good, but yes, but yes, we do say that. We've done some research on that too, that that's not always the best response for people. Sometimes people just want you to commiserate with them.
I believe every expert says that you're not supposed to say that.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, you're kind of like, well, you could have lost a leg.
How about, do you often feel guilty for feeling sad?
That I wouldn't say. I mean, when I feel down, I just feel that. I never really thought about it. Maybe I will next time.
Okay. I believe that people who focus too much on their problems instead of just staying positive are likely to become depressed.
I agree with that. Yes, definitely.
All right, Raven, isn't looking good. How can you wallow
in your problems? I mean, if the worst result I get is that I'm toxically positive, then...
Do you force yourself to be happy by focusing on the positive?
Certainly, yes, at times, right. I mean, I don't think that this is a bad thing. This all sounds like a good thing to me.
Waiting for the results.
I think that we know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, guess what?
Oh.
Very strong indication of toxic positivity.
Yeah.
Your answer suggests a very strong indication of toxic positivity.
Now, what action am I supposed to take? That's really the question. I mean, I don't know.
It doesn't say what to do if you have this problem.
You just have to live with it.
You can take the test again. Do you want to take the test again and make sure? I think we could do it. It says it's very common for you to force positive emotions on others who are hurting, and you are inclined to deny the truth of what they are feeling or what you are feeling.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I try and listen when I think that you're genuinely upset. But in the meantime, I'm kind of like, get over it.
Oh, if you want to find out what to do, you have to pay $6.99.
Oh, that doesn't sound like
no.
a good deal.
No. It's the worst feeling when you get the notification that, did you purchase from your credit card and it's something you didn't buy? And you know, you just got hacked and now you have to go through all the stuff to replace that credit card.
Look at it like this, Anna. Somebody is out there across the globe right now at this very moment living their best life.
Yeah.
And if they're doing it at your expense, at least somebody is getting some joy out of this whole ride, right?
Raven has been hacked more than anybody I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Started with the first time I got hacked for nearly $10,000 when I was about like 19 or 20 years old. I was on vacation in one area of the world, and then they said that I stayed at a Hojo's for nearly 2 weeks, bringing up a bill because, you know, who would do that with their life?
2 weeks at a Howard Johnson.
I suppose I was actually more like 24 years. Either way, it was a whole lot of money. But I woke up just 10 days ago the other day, Anna, for exciting news that I had purchased tickets for not one, but three football games going on. Yeah. So I woke up to get a notification at 7 in the morning that my tickets were all set for the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Texans. This is, again, happening on the 18th. Tickets were actually surprisingly cheap. I'm looking at the canceled email right now here at this point, but from StubHub, right around $500 would have put us in section 129 in row 24, seats 5 and 6.
Uh-huh.
Within 10 minutes, I received another email notification that I had also purchased tickets for Monday night's running or Monday's game of the college championship, Notre Dame and Ohio State. I think that was Monday. Maybe it was whatever it was. I had tickets for that, too. And then a third concert event, which was not named. But it was going to be a heck of a weekend. Let's just put it that way.
Can you imagine that you're the hacker and you get your information? Like, what should we get today? But like, let's buy tickets to all the stuff we want to go to.
Right.
And that was it.
That's right. I mean, I guess it's a thing where they buy them and they resell them. Like, it's not like they were going to go to Missouri that day and then, you know, a couple days later be somewhere else in the country. But you know, they buy them, resell them, and they probably get away with it pretty often. I mean, I was right on time. top of it. It did, however, take 5 days to get my money back because it was actually from my bank account. It wasn't even a credit card.
So we've honestly I've been, knock on wood, very lucky that we don't normally get hacked. But ironically, you were telling me this. Mm. Now, when my husband sends me a text, it'd be like, did you just spend $200 at this store or at this website?
Yeah.
Sadly, I always say, yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, like 80 to 90% of the time, like, you know, I mean, 95% of it, it's going to be you.
Right. Most of the time, it's me.
Yeah.
And I hate that because then, you know, my husband's like, are you serious? And then whatever.
Yeah.
But he sends me one last Thursday. Mm-hmm. Chase fraud. We declined $1.05 with the card ending in the last four digits.
Yeah.
At Maria Jose. Were you the authorized user? So Paul sends that to me, assuming that I would be like, yes. But then I was like, Paul, one, it's $1.05.
Right.
And two, it's Maria Jose.
Yep.
What is Maria Jose?
Yeah.
What? Who?
Never heard of it.
Who is? And then I started Googling, like, what is Maria Jose? Which just brings up a million different random things.
Well, I'm sure there's somebody out there named Maria Jose, or they sound like a lovely couple, Maria and Jose.
It looks like wonderful. She's a Latin singer. She's a Latin pop star.
That's nice. Well, she probably doesn't need your $5.
She might.
Right.
She might need my $5. I don't know.
Yes. So sometimes you see those small amounts where they're kind of like fishing, and then other times they go for the big gusto right from the get-go.
Right. So this person was certainly fishing to see if we would realize it.
Yeah.
They don't know. And my husband is a finance guy, and he is on me for every penny I spend, even to Maria Jose. If you got hacked, what did they buy with your card? Because sometimes that's the most fascinating part about the whole thing. When they stole your credit card and banking info, what did they buy with it?
One of the most frustrating things when you get a credit card stolen is if you're watching in real time purchases going on.
Yes.
And you're talking with somebody. And listen, it's not cops' fault. Like, they have a lot of other things to do. But I've literally been standing there watching my credit card making purchase just miles away from my location after my car was stolen. And the police officers are like, yeah, we'll probably find your car in 2 days. Yeah, they're probably just getting gas and stuff like that at the gas station. I'm like, so we're not like lights and sirens out of here? That's not how it works.
Right. No. One time, my husband thinks they stole his credit card from work, like from his desk. And in real time, we could watch all the charges. They went to Nike. They went to Athleta. We knew where they were.
Yeah.
We're like, they're up the street.
These are our favorite stores. Right, right. But they didn't race off and go get them.
No, they're like, there's nothing we can do. Mario, what did hackers buy with your credit card?
They bought a Gucci belt bag for $900. I mean, who buys? I mean, honestly, it's a fanny pack. Who needs that? It still brings up bad memories. Gucci fanny pack.
That's something that you don't buy for yourself, but if somebody else gives it to you, you're pumped about it.
Yeah. You're like, wait a minute. Because if somebody runs in and you're like, what are you doing with that? You're like, it was a gift, bro. Mm-hmm. But then you know that they're secretly envying it the whole time. I mean, that's a thing right now.
And then you realize that it was bought with a stolen credit card.
That's all right.
So what happened? Take it off me? Did you just have to, did they give you the money back for it or what went down?
Yeah, it took a month and a half or so, but the credit card kept going back and forth to investigate and find proof that it was really a stolen purchase. But they ended up reimbursing it. I don't know how they get their money back, but I mean, I'm not too worried about Chase. So, yeah.
You imagine there's an insurance adjuster, a fraud person hiding in your bushes, and you get out of the car. And Mario's wearing a Gucci fanny pack.
Right. They used to do that like for Workman's Comp, right? There'd be like a PI out there on stakeout. I love it.
Christina, how about you? What did the hackers buy with your credit card?
They got me for a hotel room. They were going to Mardi Gras and decided that my card would be the perfect card to fund their trip. I found out, unfortunately, when I was preparing to book a trip and saw the balance and realized that someone had used the card.
I wonder if they had a good time.
You've stolen my credit card. What's the best trip you're taking? What's the number one trip you're going? New Orleans seems like a fun destination with a stolen credit card.
Yeah, but I would go to like Spain, right? I would go somewhere international.
We'll find you in Spain.
I would be out of the country. That's for certain. But then, you know, I believe it was like somebody young. They went to Mardi Gras. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure it was probably a kid. It was a little of a hassle to get the money back going back and forth. But, you know, fortunate enough, they were in a hotel. They did have to have a name. They did have to have, you know, the surveillance camera and stuff, so we were able to see it wasn't me.
If you're in a hotel and they find out the credit card was stolen, like you know you refute the charge, do they kick you out?
Well, they can do a couple things. They try to approach you for another card, because cards can be denied for all sorts of different reasons.
Sure.
It's not like back in the day where they're like, cut this card up most of the places, right? Most of the time they'll be gone by then, but they'll go approach them for another card. Mm-hmm. They could call the police if they believe that they have enough reason to believe that it is in fact stolen and that you're operating and you're not going to intend to pay them after.
That's a shady thing and a scary thing to do if you're a thief, mm-hmm. because your liability to get caught.
Well, you just claim dumb. We didn't mug anybody out front. Mm-hmm. So, oh, I don't know what's happened with that. Let me just use the bathroom real quick. And then you jump out the window. And then there's no problem whatsoever. Nothing to worry about here, Anna.
There's a text on our text line right now. Do the hackers get to keep the stuff they steal? Yes, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what happens.
Of course they do. It's like porch pirates. I mean, possession 9/10 of the law. Not that the law is really involved here. When they got your stuff, they got your stuff.
So when the hackers stole your credit card information, what did they get? What did they buy? Raven gets his credit card stolen all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I had had fraud problems when I was younger. Like, I had just left a credit card. It was taken from a hotel one time when I was traveling. But then I also had a car stolen. And in that car, I had my MERS at the time, Anna. You remember my
man purse. Yes, I remember. Yes.
Everything was in there. My credit cards, my social security number, mm-hmm. everything was in there. And since then, I'm pretty sure my stuff is on the dark web.
So Raven just got his card hacked and they bought a bunch of stuff from StubHub. They went mm-hmm. to every NFL game.
Yeah. Chiefs and Texans. It was the college football playoff, the championship game, and then some concert, too. They bought it all for one weekend. That was just 10 days ago.
Just last week, my husband sent me a text. He's like, and it was a Chase fraud from $1.05 mm-hmm. on our credit card that we use for everything from Maria Jose. What is Maria Jose? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know?
There was that whole year and a half when you and I committed fraud, unknowingly.
Well, we didn't. So I put Raven's credit card in my Uber Eats account because we were ordering food and it was
breakfast
his turn to pay.
Something, yeah.
And somehow I accidentally defaulted his credit card as the default card. And for a year, I just bought Uber Eats on his credit card and neither of us knew.
And every time it would come up on my credit card, I'd be like, wait a minute, this isn't me. And I'd have to report it, you know, fraudulent again.
They got me, though. They like reached out to me. They're like, you owe us like $400 in Uber Eats. I was like, all right.
Only because the statute of limitations is passed are we telling this story. Because at this point, we don't know who would be in trouble, me or her.
When they stole your card, what did they buy? 1-800-330-9999.
It had to be $1,000 worth of food.
It was a lot of food.
Julie, what the hackers buy with your credit card?
2 first-class tickets to Hong Kong.
Nice.
Wow. I hope they sat. Like, I wonder what they ate when they were on that flight.
Oh, you got like 3 meals. I mean, it's a long flight, you know?
Here's what I never understand, Julie. They have to check in. They have to show ID. They have to get on that flight. Don't they get in trouble? Don't they get flagged at some point? Mm. I don't understand how they get away with it.
Right. Well, I mean, you can purchase tickets, obviously, for anybody else. But you'd think that, you know, if the credit card company knows that these tickets were bought fraudulently, they'd be waiting for them there at the airport. But that's not how it works.
Yeah, I don't know. We did get notified. We didn't have to pay it, but that's what they bought. And we were very surprised. I almost wished I was on that flight.
Me too.
Right. Yeah, you read it sometimes.
Yeah, they live your YOLO life. Your money
right.
to do all the things that you can't afford to do.
There's exactly. no tomorrow when you don't have to pay it back.
Right. Tristan, what did the hackers buy with your credit card?
A bunch of Sephora makeup with my credit card. I looked on my bank account and I saw I had a $600 charge for Sephora. So they must have bought pretty much the whole store, I would assume.
Not really. No. I feel like everything is so expensive now. Like 2 lotions, some mascara.
Yeah, I was going to say a couple of those mascaras, right? When you're not getting them on special time, big money.
The contouring sticks. Yeah, no, you could spend that money seriously very quickly.
The bag was smaller than a lunch pail.
It's true.
$600.
When I walk out of Sephora or Ulta or one of those makeup stores and I look at how small my bag is and know how expensive it was.
It's crazy.
I can't bring my husband in there. He does not understand what is happening.
Yeah, probably better that way for everybody.
Sunday is Groundhog Day, and this should come as no surprise, but People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, a.k.a. PETA, is calling an end to using Punxsutawney Phil or any groundhog, really, to predict whether it's going to be an early spring or six more weeks of winter.
I mean, there's still quite a few of these famous prognosticators out there, Anna. Mm-hmm. Some in better conditions than other, I would imagine. But I think that they're pretty revered in the towns that they are.
Well, it's true. And, you know, the people of Punxsutawney have made it very clear that he lives in a lush environment.
Right.
That's very beautiful.
Plenty of ladies' woodchucks.
It's a mansion. It's a groundhog mansion filled with whatever groundhogs like.
Yeah, I got room service, all that.
But what I
did... does a groundhog like to eat?
Food.
I don't know, steak.
I don't think
so. Mostly.
We don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so, but the funny part is that what I didn't realize is that every year when PETA puts together this official letter to say stop using groundhogs, mm-hmm. they make a suggestion on what to use instead.
Instead, okay. All right, what do they have?
So 3 years ago, they offered this.
PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is asking the keepers of Punxsutawney Phil to replace him with a robot groundhog.
So that was 3 years ago.
You know, ironically, I was flipping through the channels yesterday, and I found myself watching Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark, starring Debbie Gibson.
What the heck does that have to do with a robot?
I'm just saying, they made a robot shark and it could also walk on land, so they could do the same thing for Punxsutawney Phil. I'm just saying.
I can't believe you referenced a show that you thought other people knew what you were talking about.
Oh, no, nobody's seen it.
No.
Ever.
Okay. And so, first, they have suggested the robot groundhog.
Mm-hmm.
Then, last year, they had another idea.
Finally, tonight, PETA is once again calling for the retirement of Punxsutawney Phil. Nearly a week before Groundhog Day, the Animal Rights Group has sent a letter to the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club asking them to stop using Phil. Instead, PETA suggests the club flip a coin, saying it has the same weather-predicting accuracy.
It's not just a coin. They offered a giant gold coin to flip.
Okay.
So a giant gold coin that they would bring on stage to flip. Also, Punxsutawney said no.
Yeah.
But this year!
Okay, they've got a great idea.
Woo!
All right, I'm ready.
PETA is calling for a change on February the 2nd because they want to replace Punxsutawney Phil with a color-coded cake. For example, blue for six more weeks of winter and maybe pink for an early spring.
It's a vegan gender reveal cake.
Yeah.
For weather. They want a giant cake that when they just cut it open, it tells you whether it's pink or blue and it's going to be spring or winter.
You know, we talk about this every single year. When are we going to go? All right, to this whole thing, because it seems like such a party and a festive event. I don't understand if everybody's having fun, why they're worried about it. I'm sure Phil comes out when he first comes out of the container. He's a little bit nervous there, but that's what biting is for.
You know, they wear those big gloves.
Yeah, because if Phil isn't happy, he's going to let you know about it.
Yeah, you know how I get. Like, I always play both sides in my head.
Sure.
So as I'm thinking about this earlier today, I'm like, yeah, but groundhogs, he looks scared. He does look scared.
No, I'm with you.
But then other person is like, it's 10 seconds and everybody's having a good time.
Right.
We need some happiness in America.
Right.
So, all right.
We've had 12 beers and 3 kielbasa and it's 8 a.m. when he comes out, right? Like, I mean, this is a pretty good day.
I think Punxsutawney Phil will go on as usual. They said it is business as usual, and once again, they will ignore PETA. But if you had to choose between the robot groundhog, the giant gold coin, or the vegan gender reveal cake, which one would you choose?
I'm telling you, man. Debbie Gibson was really, really believable as Dr. Emma Bailey. All right? And
okay.
Mecha Shark is a thing. No. I'm going to go with Mecha Punxsutawney Phil.
All right. Okay. Get ready to have your mind blown, Raven.
What?
Okay. It's time to help each other out. Do you have a hack to clean your house? Something that you do that actually works? Raven, I bought a kitchen/dining room set, mm-hmm. and it was the most money I'd ever spent on a kitchen set. And I explained to my husband that even though we had to finance it for 3 years, at 0%, so I told him it's like free money.
Yeah, it's like free money.
It's girl math right there.
Right, yeah.
That we would have it for the rest of our lives. That it would be the last table we ever were going to buy for our new home.
Right. This is your forever home. This is your house, right? You're there for a long time. A custom table is in order. Why not?
But despite the fact that I am an OG mom and have gone through many years of parenting, I made a mm-hmm. rookie decision. Okay. I decided to buy white cloth seats.
I mean, what would...
Because I'm an idiot, Raven. Because I make dumb decisions sometimes.
I'm sure they looked lovely.
Beautiful.
In the showroom.
Oh, gorgeous.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You were like, this is amazing. This is fantastic. But nobody can live like that.
My 6-year-old Dakota destroyed them. Not a little bit. Like, A lot.
Let me ask you something. Once she destroyed one, why did you let her sit anywhere else? Why did you let her go anywhere else?
I bought the covers, the ones that you buy at the dollar store, to try to do it.
Yeah.
But she would just get the stains around the outside. I don't even know how she did it.
Protect a custom table with a dollar store cover. Right. But you had to finance it for 3 years.
I don't have any more money. I bought the table. So for New Year's Eve, I had all my friends over.
Yeah.
And one of my good girlfriends, Lauren, said to me, she goes, "Did you try shaving cream?" And I said, "What?" Now, keep in mind, I have tried everything.
Yeah, right.
Everything.
Like all the counter products.
Oh, my gosh.
The best that they have.
Everything that somebody suggested I tried. I go, "That's a new one." Like, shaving cream?
Yeah.
She goes, "Go buy like old school Barbasol shaving cream." Mm-hmm. I said, "All right." So I'm like, "What do I have to lose? These things are already destroyed." I go, "Eventually, I'm going to have to reupholster them anyway. It's fine.
What's the harm of trying one, right? Why not?"
And I went to Walmart and I bought it. And it was instantaneous, the stains coming out. I didn't even look on what to do online. I just took the shaving cream. I sprayed it over there.
Yeah.
I took a wet rag. I scrubbed it. That was it. A half hour later, they dried. There's no more stains. If you want to see the video to see how incredible it was, you can just go to our Instagram. Julie, repost that video on our story. Repost it on our story. And you can go check it out there. If you see the before and after, it's like I made it up. This sounds like a commercial, but it's not.
Like an infomercial. One of those ones where they find a car in the junkyard and they use that shine on it. And look at the paint. Oh, my God.
Right. No. And I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. And I'm trying to figure out, like, well, what are the other hacks that people use that we could actually help each other out?
Yeah.
And Georgianne, which I thought was really interesting, she wrote, "Cold water and dish detergent for cleaning tomato sauce stains out of plastic food containers. Don't use warm water. It only sets in the stain."
Hmm.
That's a good tip to know.
Yeah, I don't do it with fabric, but olive oil or veggie oil when you have sap or crazy glue on your hands works really good. If you put water on there first, it's like activated. It's not going to come off at that point. It's really messy. Also, if your dog gets sprayed by a skunk, do the hydrogen peroxide rinse or the spray them with vinegar, white vinegar, but do it before you get them at all wet because that locks it in.
If you have hard to get stains, maybe on your couch or in your dining room on the chairs, use shaving cream. One of my friends told me to do it. I could not believe it. It actually worked and got all the stains out.
Transformed your white seat covers. I mean, who buys a table with white seat covers? But, I mean, it definitely reinvented your set.
Right. And I think everybody's got that hack. The hack that actually works for them. What's yours? Melissa?
Hairspray takes ink out of everything.
So what do you do? Right. You just spray the hairspray. Well, sorry, those are my headphones. You just spray the... I got so excited.
Something fell right off the table.
You spray the hairspray right onto the stain, and then you wash it?
Yep. I've used it on a white leather couch, on your countertop, everything. It takes ink out of anything.
So you spray it on there, and then you wash it by hand?
So you spray it on there, and then you just wipe it off with a rag. Takes the ink right out.
That is crazy.
Thanks, Melissa. I'm putting that one in my notes in my iPhone.
That's crazy.
Alexandra, what is a hack, a cleaning hack that you have that you swear by?
Well, okay. I've heard before that if you put a little bit of baking soda in the wash, it can get rid of stains. But I find that it actually prevents stains, too. So I do it with every single load of laundry now.
You put baking soda in every load of laundry?
Yeah, into sheets. Whites, colors, whatever it is.
I would try that with my little one because all her stuff is just filled with stains constantly. When I buy new clothes, it's within one time she'll come home with stains. I'll try that. That's a good one.
Stain proof it.
Yeah.
Like a force shield.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a shield. Exactly.
I'd be like, good luck with this. Mommy used baking soda.
That'd be wild if that worked, right?
Right. David, what's your hack?
Well, I use a paint roller sort of as a duster, especially for my skylights. When you need to get up high. It's really nifty to get up there and get rid of the cobwebs and dust and things like that.
Oh, the handle, the big handle, right?
Well, the whole thing.
You spin the handle and it comes out and you can now reach the ceiling, that thing?
Yeah.
That's really smart because I have skylights that have cobwebs in the corner and I just stare at them and I wonder who's going to reach up there?
Nobody.
No one.
Never.
But if I get one of those things from downstairs, the paint roller things, I wonder if it'll reach all the way up.
Well, if not, get a taller one.
Then I'll stand on my island. Yeah, right. It'll be
somehow
dangerous.
You'll cover the distance.
Yeah.
Right.
If I'm not here tomorrow, you'll know why. Like, Anna had a terrible accident where she fell off her island holding a paintbrush.
Louisa, what's your hack to clean the house?
get ready to be sold. So, you know, when you get the whole house clean and there's just like still scratches all over things, or you have like hair dye on the sink or something like that, like the stains that you can't get rid of, nail polish remover gets everything off. So you can like just wipe off scratches, even on your shoes, scratched on white shoes, things on sinks, even on your dryer and your washer, that stuff like just, yep, just nail polish remover, cheap nail polish remover.
Did you ever spill nail polish remover on your furniture?
Oh, similar solution. A friend came over with something to clean one of those sprays. It's almost like a brake cleaner or a nail polish solution. And the button got stuck open and it spilled out of his like box he had it in, destroyed my hardwood floor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm familiar with what happens.
All right. One time, I spilled nail polish remover all over my bedroom furniture when I was very young.
Yeah.
It had to be one of the most in trouble I ever got. As if I was going to know that it was going to rip. So, it works on, like, ceramic bathroom, but you can't bring it near anything wood. That is important to know.
Good to know. Hard surfaces.
I'm more of the Sharpie guy. If there's a scratch, a dent, anything like that, oh, what color Sharpie is that? That's black, that's brown. Let me fill that in right there.
Mm. Starbucks, new CEO, you know, the guy they hired to make Starbucks rich and famous again.
Yeah, the whiz guy.
Yeah, he knows. He's turned around massive companies before when they started tanking, and that's why Starbucks hired him. And he's already making these big changes. And by big changes, he's bringing back what made them rich and famous in the first place. First thing is the milk, sugar, and creamer stations are also coming back.
So oh, my God.
They got rid of them where
Good
you had
Lord.
To just order your drink where and then you couldn't do it anymore. And part of the fun was being able to go and put your own cream and sugar.
Yeah.
That's coming back. But the big one is they're going to go back to handwriting and probably misspelling people's names on their cups. Here's the CEO.
We are. We're going to get back to doing that. We're tracking down the Sharpies and we're going to get back to writing little notes on the cups.
How many Sharpies do you have to buy?
You know, I thought the number I heard was something like close to 200,000 Sharpies we got to track down. Unfortunately, it's not as simple as just going to the Staples and picking up some Sharpies.
I got news.
What if it was?
I went to Staples yesterday. There were so many.
Right. Well, that's exactly what we did. We went to all the local stores, Raven, me, producer Julie, and we decided to see how many Sharpies can you actually buy? Can you just go to all the stores and buy 200,000 Sharpies?
I'm at CVS. Let's check their Sharpie availability. Oh, they've got Sharpie pens. No, we need markers.
Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 21, 22, 23
packages of 4 Sharpies. There was 100 just in that random CVS
just
right there.
Just one place, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a small CVS.
Right.
And then Raven.
Good news, Starbucks. I found the mother load of Sharpies. Even in festive colors. It's at the office supply store.
I count 564 in these 12 multi-packs already. The 24 packs and then these 4 packs are what I mean. I'm going to be here all day.
There were seriously so many markers. Guess what there also is?
What?
A Starbucks right across the street.
Just go inside.
I didn't even get into like the fancy clicking ones, the fine point ones or any of those. Those were regular Sharpies. Then they had the flat ones, they had the fat ones, all sorts of stuff.
Producer Julie helped us out.
All right, we're here at the Dollar Tree, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4 colored Sharpies. There's 14 ultra-fine black Sharpies. And who wants an ultra-fine Sharpie? Not me. The original black Sharpies are not here.
Oh.
What?
Dollar Tree doesn't have the original Sharpie, but they have the ultra-fine, because nobody wants ultra-fine. She's 100% accurate on that.
Nobody goes to the dollar store, I guess, looking for Sharpies.
Well, because Sharpies are quality, but the ultra-fine, they realize, is basically like every other marker, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But she wasn't done yet.
All right, I am in Stop and Shop, and there are a lot more. There are the fine, the king size, lots of black ones. There's even like the double-sided ones with like the fine and ultra-fine tip. There's even Sharpie highlighters, which have like the smear guard on them, which is exciting. I love a smear guard.
Producer Julie loves a smear guard, and I don't even know what a smear guard is.
I hate the Sharpies that have one different tip on each side. I hate any sort of pen that has that, by the way. I just feel like there's no ink inside there on the side that I really like.
I will agree that the original Sharpie is perfection, and I don't like all the other ones. And I don't even like all the different colors. I just want a solid black Sharpie that is the dark Sharpie. That's all I want.
And at the end of the day, you just want your coffee to be made correctly, too.
Well, right. But I do want my name written on there. And I like to see the variations. And, you know, for the Starbucks CEO, we've got news for you. Just send everybody out to the store. They're there. They have 200,000 Sharpies. And I'm relatively certain if you just called Mr. Sharpie and you said, hey, we need 200,000.
Right. We're Starbucks. We're looking for a lot of Sharpies.
They're going to give them to you.
Can we make a deal?
Just make a note and be like, don't give us the ultra fine. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, or the two-sided. Forget that.
97% of Americans are sick of something. What are you sick of right now? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. We're going to count down the top five. The top three answers that were given were also serious. Number three, violence and crime. Number two, politics and government.
Okay.
And the number one thing Americans are sick of is misinformation online.
That feels like this is like the last decade's worth of stuff people are annoyed by. Right now, Anna, I'm annoyed by the fact that all of my shows, I go to open up the DVR and think that they recorded new this week. They didn't premiere this week. There's nothing for me to watch.
Oh.
These are just repeats. What am I supposed to do with this?
I'm sick of everybody being sick. My daughter is sick. She has strep. Mm-hmm. And the other one, I'm just trying to keep her away from the big one so she doesn't get sick too.
I'm afraid to say it out loud. I think my nose is normal today for the first time in like 6 weeks.
Oh, gosh. Everybody's sick. What is the number one thing you're sick of right now? Number five, Natalie.
Definitely being an adult. I feel like it is overrated. There's a lot of pressure that comes into taking care of a family and just taking care of your household. I'm a little over it. Take me back to being a kid again.
Mm-hmm.
Chores every day, all day.
Nonstop.
Yeah, they never stop.
Yeah, no, it's no fun.
You got to pay those bills.
Why don't we just give up on that
or you get put out.
Number four, Brandon, what is the number one thing you're sick of right now?
Phones in the movie theater. Why can't people just understand? Like, put it away. It's 2 hours. You paid for this ticket. Just enjoy the movie. Put the phone away.
You can't speak to anybody about it either. Like, I mean, that's just how I'm at. Like, there's no world where I'm like, can you quiet down? Or can you put your phone away? That doesn't happen anymore.
You
I just have to deal with people running around like animals around me.
Mm-hmm. Number one thing you're sick of right now, Julian, number three.
I'm sick of the ice cream machine at McDonald's not working.
Yeah. No, that's a problem. That's a nationwide problem.
That is a problem. I mean, think about how big of a deal it is that did become a nationwide topic.
Yeah.
Right? And for a number of years now at this point, it was the parts. It was how it was being cleaned. It was this, that, whatever. How difficult can it really be to get myself a soft serve? Come on.
Erica, number two, what are you sick of right now?
I am sick and tired of them putting stickers on produce because they make them so tiny, and then I can't see it, and then I end up eating sticker.
Why do they put stickers on produce?
On every single piece of it.
So weird.
Yeah. Like, every banana has to have a sticker on it.
It doesn't make sense.
Apple.
Why?
Right, right.
What if they made really small stickers for your grapes? How awful that would be.
And number one, Athena, what is it you're most sick of?
I'm sick of Uber drivers that don't know where they're going.
Mm, yes.
So the other day, I thought I was being kidnapped.
I mean, you kind of...
Right? Because sometimes they go ways and you're like, why are they going this way? And then they start circling and I got scared. I thought that I was being kidnapped.
The first time I tracked my Uber driver while I was in the back seat, I felt like it seemed a little bit rude. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just told myself, yeah, I am trying not to get murdered. So if their feelings are hurt, sorry, I'll still give you a good rating as long as you take me to where I'm going.
Well, you kind of trust them to know where they're going. I mean, that's why you're hiring them. So also, if you're driving behind them and they'll just stop in front of you out of nowhere to pick somebody up and you're like, hello, I could have rear-ended you.
Sick of it, right, Athena?
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Lucy and Spencer. Oh, boy. Spencer, what's going on?
So, all right. This was weird. So my best friend from, you know, grade school recently reached out because he wants to date my sister, right? We've all known each other for like 32 years or something like that. My sister used to call this guy like her third brother. I mean, it's just weird and it's strange. And I don't think he should do it. I don't approve. He was just recently divorced like maybe 65, 70 days ago. So, you know, late last year. And I don't think they should date, and I won't rubber stamp it.
Okay.
What's your side of this, Lucy?
Okay, I think Spencer's totally overreacting. They're both adults. They've known each other forever. My sister-in-law, she's 38. She's single. This guy is super nice. So, yeah, he just got divorced, but they've been separated for a long time. Like, he hasn't been, like, in a relationship in a long time. And I think he would be really good for her. I think she would really like him. And, yeah, she referred to him as a third brother, but, like, she hasn't done that in a long time, and that just means she trusts him, and she loves him. I think they're
no,
together.
Luth, you know it's weird, because, now you've seen how they act right together. It's not romantic. It's like...
But Spencer,
cute. They're flirty. They flirt.
I mean, it's not really your place to do that. So you told him no? You said no?
You rejected it?
Well, I mean, look, of course it's not my... I don't control anybody. But certainly, he asked my opinion. And I was like, you know, bro, it's going to be weird.
don't date my sister. Right, right. You took it back to grade school and you were like, no, I'll punch you in the face. No, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
At the same time, I mean, I think you make a very good point, Lucy. They're grown-ups. Your sister's 38 years old, right? I mean, you know, would you rather have him ask her out and you be aware of it? I mean, I think it's kind of nice that he kind of asked you to give you the heads up. Because, I mean, certainly they're both grown-ups. He could ask her anyways, and she could say yes anyways, and then it could be a total blindside to you if you did find out that they've been spending some time together. I mean, heck, they've probably already been dating for 3 months. They're just circling back to you now. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you have somebody you trust when you're younger, and then you get older, that may be appealing to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Look, she's eligible. She can find guys that are interested in her. She should just take it outside the family tree, you know.
She's better than your friend.
I mean, and the fact that he asked you shows what a good guy he is. He's a good person.
He is a good guy.
It was nice of him to ask you, but like he didn't have to. So like in my mind,
exactly.
Lucy's right. Like you should go back to him and you should tell him, I changed my mind. If you want to ask her out, 100% go for it. Because like he did it out of being courteous and you shut him down. Like that wasn't cool.
Yeah, he did it to be kind of a friend, mm-hmm. right? If your sister's not interested, she could just tell him no, obviously. She could just say, no, mm-hmm. you know, we're better off as friends or you as my fake brother or whatever it may be.
The audience may agree with you, Spencer. He asked for your opinion. You gave him your opinion. You said no. So that should be the end of the story, and that's it. But they may see Lucy's side, too. You should go back to him and say that it's up to him on what he wants to do and that they're both adults and they can make their own decisions. If one of your good friends asked if it would be okay for him to ask out your sister, what would be your response? Because Lucy can't believe that her husband told his buddy no. She says... sister's 38 years old. If she wants to go out with him, let her go out with him. You can't tell your friend not to go out with her.
Yeah, Spencer is totally weirded out by the fact that, you know, they kind of all grew up together, right? You know, his friend was always around, obviously, because they were good friends. And his sister was always around because, hey, they were related and lived in the same house. And he's like, you know, he was like another brother to her. This whole thing skeeves me out. It's just weird. It'll go bad. I don't want any part of that.
Spencer also says he doesn't love the fact that he just got divorced. So, like, why are you jumping into another relationship and you want it to be with my sister?
Right.
But ultimately, Lucy's like, mind your business. Just say, do what you want. Nick, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. What is he, like 12 and a half?
Yeah.
The best friendships can make the best relationships. He's got an opportunity to have maybe an awesome setup, and he's denying it. He's acting like he's a young kid. Come on. You're adults. Don't get over it.
There's only one thing that's a factor in this, and that is if you know your friend is a scumbag. And he said he was a nice guy, so I don't know if he's covering for him or whatever,
exactly.
But if you know your friend's a scumbag, that's one thing.
Exactly.
What would you do if your childhood friend came to you and said, is it cool if I date your sister? It's exactly what happened to Spencer, and he's like, no, it's not cool. You just got divorced, and I don't want you dating my sister. You've known her since we were kids. And his wife, Lucy, thinks he's lost his mind.
I mean, his sister is 38 years old, right? His friend is a grown-up as well. Lucy points out the fact he's been separated for a while. Here's the thing. Childhood friend, one thing. Still spending time together, still hanging out. It might be difficult for me to sign off on that right away, but... you know, at least Spencer's friend had the decency to call him and ask roundabout what he thought about it.
What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Sonia?
Personally, sometimes people get hung up in these old-fashioned standards. And the guy is not related. He's not blood related to this guy, okay? They're 38 years old. They're adults. Tomorrow's not promised. If they're happy today, I say go for it. You know, we just get so hung up on telling other people what they should be doing, what they shouldn't, as opposed to letting them live their life. Obviously, they have a connection because they've known each other all their lives. And I say go for it.
Hi, Ann Raven. Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the husband's side. In the sense that he's entitled to his opinion. Because if he's not feeling the relationship, that's his honest opinion, and he's entitled to it.
Mm.
On the other hand, the sister is a grown-up. She can make her own decision. The young man is a grown-up. They can make their own decision. They don't need his permission. They just need his blessing, and they don't need his blessing to move forward with a relationship. So
no.
I think the man is entitled to his honest opinion, and he should have that. If he's not feeling it, he's not feeling it. That his sister. And he's like a big father to her right now. Of course, nobody's going to be good enough for her.
You know, the funny thing is, Anna, is I suspect they've already been dating.
I mean, Raven, you're pulling that out of nowhere. Well, you have no idea. You don't even know these people.
They call the brother because they want to reveal the relationship to others. That's why you're looking for permission.
I think
they're already dating.
I think you're making this into like a soap opera.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lucy, our audience agreed with you. Spencer, you got to tell your buddy, like, listen, it wasn't right for me to say that. You could do whatever you want. I wish you the best. I mean, you don't need to get details, but you got
to... I mean, can I send her to do it? You know, can she do it and me not do it?
Sure.
Call your friend.
Yeah.
Well, Lucy, ring him
great.
Up.
Good.
Green light.
Excellent.
Green
I will. Light. I will call him.
I know you will.
Excellent. I'm super excited. I can't wait to go to their wedding.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like your sister could just literally pick up the phone and be like, what, are you serious? No, thanks. You know, she could immediately be like, that's, you know, who knows, right?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe I'll call her.
I
call.
Talked to her at all about it. So.
Well, I think that's the next step.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $6,100. Jessica and Margie, ladies ready to play today?
Yes.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, you two. $6,100.
All right, here we go. Raven's walking out of here. Let's wait for that door to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play, ladies?
Yes.
Number 1, Kendrick Lamar is set to perform during the Super Bowl halftime show. But what New Orleans native is singing the national anthem?
John Batiste.
Number 2, Grammys are this Sunday, and confirmed performers include Benson Boone, Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Teddy Swims, and the artist with songs like Hips Don't Lie and Waka Waka. Who's that?
Shakira.
Number 3, White Lotus Season 3 trailer dropped, and once again, it'll be in an exotic location. The new season premieres February 16th, and this season, the hotel is where?
White Lotus?
Yep. That's time. Number 4, Bluey was the most streamed show of 2024 with 55.62 billion minutes viewed. It was also recently announced that the characters would join what theme park?
Disney?
And number 5, the new Lady Gaga announcement finally happened yesterday. Her new album is coming out March 7th. We're going to get a video and a new song during the Grammys on Sunday, too. What's the name of that new album? That's
Harley
time.
Quinn?
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
You!
3 out of 5.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Kendrick Lamar is set to perform during the Super Bowl halftime show, but what New Orleans native is singing the national anthem?
John Batiste.
That's correct.
I only know because I really, really want that dude from the Navy who sang the other day. He was great.
Yeah, I'm sure that they'll put something else because they do all the before show things too. He'll have a spot somewhere.
He was unbelievable.
Number 2, Grammys are this Sunday and confirmed performers include Benson Boone, Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Teddy Swims, and the artist with songs like Hips Don't Lie and Waka Waka. Who's that?
That's Shakira.
That's right.
Shakira,
Number 3.
Shakira.
White Lotus Season 3's trailer dropped, and once again, it's going to be an exotic location. The new season premieres on February 16th, and this season, where is that hotel?
It's going to be in Thailand.
Thailand is right. Number 4, Bluey was the most streamed show of 2024 with 55.62 billion minutes viewed.
I don't doubt it. It's a great show.
It was also recently announced that the characters would join what theme park?
Oh, gosh. It's going to be at Walt Disney.
Yes, Disney.
Yeah.
Disney Cruise Lines, Disney Parks, Disney World, Disneyland.
This is a big, big money deal. That deal took like 5 years to happen.
Number 5, the Lady Gaga announcement finally happened yesterday. Her new album is coming out March 7th. We're going to get a video and a new song on Sunday during the Grammys, too. What's the name of that new album?
Mayhem.
Mayhem is right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, ladies. 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
We can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, ladies. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, you two. $6,200 tomorrow, Anna.
Come on. If you've got what it takes and you know all these things, enter. What are you waiting for? I got to give away this cash.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.